Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know this tune, Steiny? This bed?
No.
I bomb atomically. No? This is
sure.
Wu-Tang. This is Wu-Tang.
Oh, okay.
It actually was a little.
You know what? You can hear Ghost Bass's influence there.
Ghost Bass?
Ghost Bass? Isn't that what? Oh, Ghost Face.
I know. Your favorite was the chef. They have a chef too. The Raekwon.
Now, let me be honest.
Yeah.
The guy I had heard about is Method Man.
Now, do you know why he goes by Method
No,
Man?
No idea.
Because he's got the method. There was a lot of method in the building last night. That's all I'll say.
Oh.
It was a great show. Run the Jewels is also awesome. They preceded Wu-Tang. The only thing that was tough about it is the guy whose first verse is on that bed.
Sure.
Triumph that Pasta came back with. He had a family emergency, so Inspector Deck wasn't there. That was kind of tough. But the rest of them were.
And how many comprise this group?
Well, there's like, I think, the original 9.
Oh, my goodness.
RZA, GZA.
That's an orchestra.
Face, Raekwon, Specta Deck, ODB.
How do you know
U-God,
this?
U-God, and Method Man. So there's 8. And then Capadonna. And Master Killa. So, yeah, the original 9 and then Capadonna was I think, the 10th.
Shut
correct
up,
me
Evan.
Correct me if I'm wrong there. But they were all there outside of Specta Deck. It was awesome. It was really fun, Steiny.
I bet it was. How you feeling this morning?
Oh, I feel great now.
Dynamite.
Yeah, at about 7:30, it was a little slow. But it's because I had a great time. And you know where I had a great time, Steiny? It actually wraps into this conversation.
95.7, The Game?
No, that's what you say at 2:12, so I get to do that today. It was at Chase Center.
Yes.
That's the key to everything we're talking about right now. We were discussing like values. So how much of a hit would the Warriors take? It looks like they have an expiration date right now. 2 more years, Curry, Draymond, Butler. After that, who knows? Kerr's got 1 more year left. What happens when the basketball takes a step back? When it's no longer the main product? And I actually think the reason why the Warriors and their brand are bulletproof is because of the venue that I was in last night. It's Chase Center. That seems to be the key to why the Warriors are worth as much as they are, why their value continues to increase, and why they've become this, really, I think, global brand.
Yeah, I mean, just from a practical standpoint, if after Steph's gone, if they're not very good, I don't anticipate they'll sell out every night if they're a below 500 team, but they'll still have all the concerts and the my thought is if the Warriors are the highest valued team, and it's because of the arena, and it's because of the concerts, well, wouldn't it stand to reason that the Valkyries now are the highest WNBA franchise for the same reason? You know what I mean? Like in the Valkyries valuation, they're getting the money from the concerts too, because it's the same entity.
Well, I think that's why yesterday when the valuation comes out that the Valkyries are worth $500 million,
right?
I think it's 200 more than the next highest valued WNBA team. I have to imagine Chase Center is at the center of that. It's because of the venue. It's because they're selling out. It's because of the association and really like just the brand power of that building. And that's probably why, in the first place, the entire plan was to get the Warriors a privately financed venue. And it's not even just for basketball. Again, it's for everything. It's a multi-purpose entertainment venue. And that's why, like, I believe that Curry is everything to the Warriors. However, I think because of Chase Center and just the overall entertainment value, every single time you go there, no matter if it's for Valkyries, it's for concerts, they do comedy shows, they do a lot of different things there.
Right.
It kind of makes the Warriors bulletproof.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. It feels to me like they are always going to be one of the highest valued teams because of Chase Center, even if they have some down times after Steph and maybe they're not 500 and they're not selling out the building. But again, you're right. The building's still going to be used, you know, 200-300 times a year, and that revenue's still coming in. So from that perspective, it's great news because we'll always know the Warriors have money. Like, they have money. I get it. There's a salary cap, but they have money to do stuff.
Well, and that's why they
have money to go into the tax. They have, you know, if they need to.
Yeah, or pay as much luxury taxes as they.
Yep.
Well, before Boston last year, they paid the highest tax bill in the history of basketball. Let's go to Father Time in Napa. 888-957-9570 is the number. Father Time, what's up, man? Good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up?
Good, good. Okay. So many topics to touch on. I got three or four.
Right.
I was just listening to the valuation thing. You know, I believe it. If they're worth that much, that sounds great. But I guarantee you those billions of Warriors fans in China don't give squat about the Chase Center. You know what I mean? So when our man, I think he's a billion-dollar man, frankly, steps away, I think there's going to be some changes in that valuation. And I would only point to the one you just mentioned. When Sir Michael Jordan left the Bulls, what do you think happened to the Bulls' value or their, you know, their Q rating or anything else? I mean, it can happen. And I think the Warriors, this lets me segue into another topic. I think the Warriors are in really thin ice here. They've got, you know, their three best players are, allegedly, are on two-year contracts. Let's say they all quit. They all go out together. They make it to the semifinals and they think, that's enough. We can't do any more. And Kerr leaves. Who's the most electric player currently on the roster? There's one answer. His name is Jonathan Kuminga. He's the only person that makes you stand up and go, wow, in a game. He's the one that can yam on anybody in the league. So for guys like Lacob and Goober, who are entertainment dudes, there's no way they can envision a world of letting, you know, Kuminga leave without getting something back. And I think it's very hard to get something back that's going to sell tickets. Third thing I have is that Draymond, I mean, the Warriors laid their own, you know, bed recently. They chose between Draymond, Wiggins, and Poole in terms of renewing those contracts. This is 3 years ago. And they chose Wiggins and Draymond. And Draymond's an aging player. He's serviceable on the Detroit Pistons. And if we can get back the other Thompson twin, that would be dope, plus another player. I just think it's really challenging to be a Warriors executive right now. And they're their path forward is really tough. Anyway, I love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. I feel like they're like every decision the Warriors have made in the last couple years, whether it's been a good move or a bad move, it's been to hold this thing together as long as possible.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And, you know, here's the one thing that I'm a little curious about. Why, again, so Steph Curry's dad, Del Curry, said, oh, he's not even thinking about retirement.
Not close.
So why wouldn't Steph Curry ask for another year on his deal?
He might. Well, I think he did it last summer. It was just kind of later, right, because of the Olympics?
Yes. Yeah. But
so they got it done before the season?
Exactly. But, well, yeah, so...
He could also be trying to figure out if... So, like...
Well, I didn't think he would... Like, okay, remember last year...
Well, when do you stop assuming that he wants the max?
That's a great question.
Like, we saw Kyrie
always be worth it in a way.
Well, exactly. Yeah. We're talking about what the Warriors are valued at. But, like, Kyrie Irving yesterday just signed a 3-year extension. I think it's worth a little less than
40
per year. It's like 119 over 3 years. And, yeah, he's going to be hurt for one of them. But he took a step back financially. He's 33, 34 years old. You know, that contract's going to take him through his age 36, 37 season. I do wonder when Curry looks at his surroundings, looks at the Warriors, and wonders if it behooves him to just ask for a max extension this summer. Because if he asked for it, I feel like you got to give it to him.
I guess so.
Well, maybe you wouldn't, but...
Well, no, I'd probably have to, but... So if I were Steph Curry, what I was thinking last year, I thought there was a possibility that he wouldn't want an extension so that at the end of this year, he would actually be a free agent. So he'd still have enough time to go win another one or see what's going on here that might look optimistically about winning another one. Mm-hmm. So then he signs a contract again, but he didn't. He took that extra year. So now he's got 2 more years left on his deal. So, you know, I wonder if he views himself as, yeah, I'm going to play 2 more years here. And if things are looking good, I'll play another 2. But if they aren't, maybe I'll go somewhere else for the last 2 and come off the bench for another team or something like that.
I do think retiring here is important to him because I also...
I do too.
Well, like chasing the 5th ring, I kind of feel like Curry's one of those guys that just looks at it. If it happens, it happens. If not, I'm content with everything that I've accomplished. But that's just me. The other thing about it is I mean, the reason why we're in this situation, and you mentioned the draft, and look, the NBA draft's later tonight. By the way, we're going to have a draft show tomorrow after the Warriors take their pick at 41. Myself and Mark Grandy are going to be on from 6 to 8 for the NBA draft show, so that should be fun. But it's all because of 5 years ago. Like, the reason why we're in the situation we are now is because of NBA draft day 5 years ago. Granted, it was in November, but that day, to me, is the most altering day not just for the Warriors, I can make the case in various sports history in recent memory. That day, Klay Thompson tears his Achilles, and the Warriors select James Wiseman. And what it did is it basically was the beginning of the end for Klay in Golden State. And it didn't end, but it put an expiration date on the dynasty. Because you whiffed on a player that now, or even in recent years, could have ideally elevated you and set you up for the future. And instead, you lost a player and a franchise legend to an injury and eventually lost him to, you know, some, well, he wanted more. Went to Dallas, and you lost an opportunity to get your face. I know that we can go through, was there a player there that could have done it or could not have, but like that was their opportunity. And the reason why 5 years later we're talking about how bleak things may look after Curry, Jimmy, and Draymond are going to be done and why they might have to move Kuminga, it's because that day changed everything.
Exactly. And I know people like to go to Halliburton and Lonzo Ball and talk about, LaMelo Ball, and talk about, you know, where they'd be with those guys now. I don't even look at it like that. I look at it this way. What if they had taken a Kongwu? The guy in Atlanta now. He was a big guy out of USC. I think the Hawks drafted him sixth or seventh. But like even and Okongwu right now is going to start for the Hawks, and they're going to get rid of Capella. But like even with a guy like Okongwu, he would be playing on this team, and you would know he would be playing on this team after Curry and Draymond and Butler. And no, you wouldn't think we've got a superstar here. We've got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. No, but you got a good little center, and you have Jordan Poole. And you have Jonathan Kuminga, and you have Moses Moody. Well, that's not a championship core, Steiny. Okay, I know it isn't, but it's closer to a championship core than what you have now, which is zero young players that you're convinced will turn into a star.
I understand that you cannot replace Curry. Even if it's someone who's really good, you're never going to find someone like that again. But what they've missed out on is the opportunity to draft a player that, A, could make a Draymond Green expendable more than he is, and a player that wouldn't force you to double down and go acquire Jimmy Butler. If the Warriors, I sincerely think the reason why they traded for him, it's because what's there to risk? They realize that their future is not going to look very good because they have failed to develop somebody that could be a part of this core and the next. Like, Guru thinks the Niners, for example, are done winning Super Bowls. But they kind of have a bridge guy. Brock Purdy contributed to the last Super Bowl they made and an NFC Championship appearance. And he's also going to be the bridge to whatever the next iteration of Niners football is. Whether they're good, whether they're great, whether they suck, he's that guy. He's their bridge. The Giants look like they have a couple potential bridge players. Ramos is a young guy. Eldridge is coming up. They have players that you can envision helping now and in the future. The Warriors, this is why we're going in circles around Kuminga. It's because no one can decide whether he's going to help you now and later. It feels like he has to help you later because either he's not allowed or he's not good enough to help you now, and you don't know whether it's worth risking his future. Like the Warriors over the last 5 years have failed to cultivate some sort of future to the point where we're talking about the biggest reason to believe in their brand and to believe that they can remain relevant in the NBA without Curry is because of their arena. It's not because of a player.
Right.
It's because of what they've built on right. That soil.
I was just thinking about this. There's two comparisons to what happened to the Warriors as far as I'm concerned. And it's the Lakers and the Celtics in the 80s. All right? So through shrewd moves, both those teams, the Lakers and the Celtics, found themselves atop the draft, even though they were championship teams, all right? So in 1982, the Lakers take James Worthy, all right? So James Worthy comes to the Lakers, and they win titles through the 80s, all right? So in 1986, The Celtics had just won their third championship. They had the second or third pick in the draft, and they took Len Bias, and he passed away. And they never recovered. Well, for a long, long time. They could not recover from that because Bird was aging and McHale was aging. And unfortunately, the Warriors drafted Len Bias, essentially, with their golden opportunity to keep something going. And what those picks represented, I'm going to put them all in there, especially if Kuminga's not here anymore. What those picks represented to me was at least the opportunity to not fall off the face of the earth when Curry retires. Because they might have had a better young player that they thought could be, you know, their guy for the next 10 years. Like, I know it doesn't do any good talking about Wiseman, but it's just, you're right, it's absolutely instrumental in why they're here and in a more desperate place than they should have been had they made better decisions with the draft while this team was still in their dynasty.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station and home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk righteously brewed in San Francisco. Evan and Westiney, Goo's going to be back tomorrow. The phone line is 888-957-9570. I see the text pouring in as well. Let's go to Jan in Mountain View.
Oh, heck yes.
Help us feel better, Jan. What's going on? How are you?
Well, good afternoon. I think Steiny has sold my thunder, and that was that, that Lacob also owns the Valkyries. And look at them. When Golden State is not playing, the Valkyries are now, their season is underway, and they've, I've heard that if they were in the playoffs right now, the playoff time, they'd be a playoff team. Like, I think they were like number six, and they're coming along pretty darn good. And who knows? Maybe when Curry decides, maybe he'll still be part of the franchise by assisting Lacob in the office. Who knows? In the front office or with. Levy, is that his name? The one
Dunleavy.
That took over for Myers.
Yeah. Mike Dunleavy.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot to, pick from this. I mean, he could still, sign an extension, but I'm looking at the Valkyries really, coming along and bringing in the revenue with the Chase Center and that venue that they made. I mean, it's a terrific place to visit and, it's great, and I'm still going to get up there. So, bring it on, man.
Thanks, Jan.
Appreciate it, Jan. She'll be locked in tonight at 7. Valkyries Liberty, 95.7 The Game.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. The Valkyries are going to get one of the best players in the game in the next 2 or 3 years.
Beckers?
I don't know who, but...
Juju?
Somebody... Some great player is going to look at the Valkyries and say, I want to play there in front of 18,000 a night.
So what's the difference between the Valkyries and the Warriors? Why wouldn't a player look at the Warriors and say, I want to play there every single night in, say, 3 or 4 years?
They wouldn't.
But you're saying they would for the Valkyries.
Correct.
But they won't for the Warriors.
No.
Why not?
Well, because playing in front of a full house is more commonplace in the NBA. I don't think any NBA player really would go to a team because of the arena. I think a WNBA player, if all things are equal money-wise, I'm going to the place where it's a zoo inside that building.
Oh, for sure. But I think part of it's also the organization.
Sure. Yeah.
No doubt. I do think the Warriors, and it's not just with Curry, have, created a pretty positive representation. Like, people around the league know how well the Warriors are run. And I think that's part of it too. Like, them getting a free agent is not going to be an easy endeavor. But I just find it interesting that you would think that the Valkyries, unquestionably, and I agree, would be able to find a big marquee free agent and the Warriors wouldn't.
Yeah, well, I you know, we'll see how it all plays out, but I do think the Warriors are going to have trouble signing a big boy free agent after Steph leaves. I just do. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I mean, we saw it in Chicago. Nobody really wanted to follow in Michael Jordan's footsteps. Not a free agent coming on to the new team being the Bulls. I just don't know, you know, I just don't see who's the biggest free agent out there in 2 years, Luka Doncic. I don't think he'd want to come to the Warriors.
Trae Young.
After Steph Curry's gone. Hey, Luka, try to work on getting four titles. That's what the guy before you had. Good luck. No. Sorry. I'm not doing that.
Well, that, like, therein lies the issue, is it's not just about someone who has to live up to the championship expectations, but it's someone who, at least the way that their future, their immediate future looks, like, that person has to do it by themselves. It's not like the Warriors, again, have a couple young pieces that you can say, all right, in a couple years, that guy's going to be pretty good. This guy can work with. We got three or four young dudes who look like by the time that Curry's out, if I join that team, I can take them over the top. They, like, I love them. Pajemski doesn't look like he's going to be that guy. Right now, Kuminga, they might move on draft night. I don't know. But they don't have much of a future to sell to a free agent right now outside of the building and the Warriors brand, which has been built by Curry. I do want to get into some options for Golden State. All right, if Kuminga really wants to be an all-star, if he's seeking a different role for himself or a different location, who could the Warriors legitimately go fetch? Who would you be happy with? 888-957-9570. Also, again, Steiny's going to tell us what made him mad last night about the Giants, or just a particular Giants fan. And we'll get to that all coming up here on The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Tonight, 7 o'clock, Valkyries, Liberty, Golden State versus New York. You can hear The Game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch The Game on KPIX Channel 5, pregame beginning at 6:30. That segment sponsored by the Honda of Vallejo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.